and hope it will be a blessing to all of us. I'd like to start in the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter, and I want to start at verse 1. He says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" And Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him." Philip saith unto him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us." And Jesus saith unto him, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake." I want to stop there for a moment and look at some of these verses. First of all, it's very comforting. Let not your heart be troubled. That's a very, that's some strong meat. That's some homework. That's way up. However else I can describe that, because we're tempted to let our hearts be troubled and bothered and perplexed. But he said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And we know that they were facing a lot of uncertainties, a lot of questions. I really appreciate the Sunday school this morning and the thought about God doesn't have to show us everything, but the next step. And that's what, they had a lot of questions, they had a lot of puzzles. You know, Jesus was telling them he was going to be crucified, and they weren't getting it, and they didn't want to. They didn't want to get that. They didn't want to receive that. But he is comforting them and strengthening them, knowing that his heavenly Father, there were mansions, dwelling places for them, and that he was going to come again and receive them unto himself. But I want to drop on down. You know, Thomas had some questions. "Lord, we know not whither thou goest." Now, he was with Jesus 3.5 years. Jesus had been praying with them, instructing them, and teaching them. But I know they were sensing a sense of, they didn't see the whole picture. And many times we don't either. We don't always see the whole picture. But the Lord gives us enough to stand on, and we want to believe in the goodness of our Heavenly Father and of our Lord. He had goodwill towards them. He wanted to bless them in their lives. He was going to be there to help them. He was going to send a comforter to them. And we need to believe that God is good, that God is love. We don't want our mind to be muddled and confused about those things. We want to have that anchor that God is love, even when we don't understand everything and we don't know exactly all the steps ahead, but to have that security and that confidence. And another thing that greatly impressed me in this reading was Jesus' relationship with his Father. He said, the words that I speak are not mine. The works that I do are not mine. They're my Heavenly Father working in me. And Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father. He's like Thomas. Now listen to this. Show us the Father and it sufficeth us. Really? That word sufficeth means satisfied. It means I won't have no more questions if you show me the Father. And they were with Jesus. They saw the miracle of the bread. This was down towards the end. They had seen the miracle of the bread. They had seen the dead raised. Remember the preceding of them, the lady's son of the city of Nain. Her son had passed away, and Jesus came upon the funeral procession. They saw all those things. They saw, and he said, show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied. You know, there's something about the human that's never satisfied, in a sense. I don't really know how to explain this, but it's always like we just want more. You know, I have to have, and that's the way it's, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. In other words, we won't have no more questions, we won't have any more doubts, we won't have any more fears. It will satisfy us. It'll take us through. But that's not the case. There's a human side that tends to want to question, that tends to want to doubt, that tends towards fears. And Jesus mentioned to him, he said, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Well, one thing, I don't think our earthly bodies would be able to continue to live and see the glory of the Heavenly Father. I don't think our human frame can to take all that in. But Jesus had been with them. He had been teaching them. They told him, we believe that you're the Son of God. But yet there was still a struggles of faith and unbelief that they were dealing with. But he said, he that has seen me has seen the Father. I want to get another verse in the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews, let's see if I can find it. The first chapter. Book of Hebrews, the first chapter. It says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Now I believe the Scriptures is the living Word of Christ, the living Word of God. It has, there's power in the Word, the words that Christ uttered, the things that he spoke, just as he spoke the world into existence. By his word, there are spiritual truths that Jesus gave through his words that have power to heal, that have power to bless, power to comfort. It said he had these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. And in verse 3 it says, who being the brightness of his glory. Jesus was veiled in human flesh. And the scripture said there was no beauty in Isaiah 53. There is no beauty that when we see him that we would desire him. There was nothing, he wasn't really an attractive person in the flesh, I guess you would say. That's the way I take that verse, those scriptures. It said he was poor. He was despised of men. And yet, his life, his love, his compassion, his mercy was the express image of his Father. Exactly like the exact representation of his Heavenly Father. And that's what he was telling Philip. If you have seen me, you've seen my Father. If you've known me, you have known my Father. I want us to think about this morning the way Jesus revealed the Heavenly Father, the express image, the brightness of his glory, the hope that he brought to people. I just want to look at a few things that give us a vision, express image of our Heavenly Father. I've never seen, with my natural eyes, I've never seen the Heavenly Father. But I've seen him in my spirit. I know him in my spirit. Jesus was so confident with his relationship with his Father that brought him great comfort, great strength, great help. Even though he struggled in the garden, he saw the cross, his flesh, he had the flesh to contend with like we do, but he knew that his Heavenly Father, he believed his Heavenly Father would help him and see him through. And we want to have faith and believe this morning. We want our faith to be strong. We want it to be grounded that God is love, that he loves me, and not just that he loves everybody, but we've got to bring it down personal. We've got to get it personal with each one of us. God loves the world, yes, but we're in the world. He died for me. He died. He loves me. He cares for me. And I want to just share a few of the scriptures that that give that express image, the picture of the Heavenly Father, because I know that sometimes our earthly fathers didn't give us a good image, didn't give us a good picture, but our Heavenly Father is greater than our earthly fathers, and we want to be able to get that vision, that image in our inner being, that God is a God of love, that he cares for us, that he loves us as individuals. And there are different ways Jesus brought this out. One of them was in Sunday school about the Samaritan woman. This lady had went through five different husbands, or four and a half, or four, or the one she was, that's not your husband. She was looking for, she was needy. She was looking for something in her life. And Jesus made comment to his disciples. He said, we must needs go through Samaria. I believe Jesus had an appointment with that woman. I believe her heart was crying out for help. Jesus didn't come just to all of those that had everything perfect. He wasn't here just for those that did everything right. Of course, I don't know who could testify to that or say that. Jesus, in one place, he made the statement, they that are whole don't need a physician, but they that are sick. And that's who he came for. This woman was sick. She was sick inside. Jesus' love, the Father's love, looked beyond all of her failures, all of her mistakes, and he reached out to her, and he gave her hope, and he gave her life. That's the ones that Jesus, you know, we think, you know, the ones that have done something in life and really, you know, they're... Jesus died for all. He came for all. And that includes me. And that includes you. And we want that to be grounded, our faith to be grounded in that God loves me. Sometimes the circumstances of our life makes us feel like God doesn't love me. God doesn't care for me. Sometimes our emotions and our feelings will tell us. Sometimes the experiences of our past, Lord doesn't love me. Lord doesn't care for me. But he does. And he wants to be revealed. But we need to believe in his love, believe in his goodness and his care. He said, God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And Lord, help our love. Help our love to grow to where it doesn't just reach out to certain people. Help our love to be like God's love. Help us to go beyond. The Lord's love is deep. Lord, help us to have the same love. And I believe we can increase in love. I believe the Lord. But his relationship with his Father was close. He had faith. He had confidence in his relationship. And part of my prayer, my personal prayer has been of late, is that I want to enjoy my relationship with you more than anything else in this life. I want to enjoy your presence. I want to enjoy your blessing. I want to enjoy your word, your knowledge. Everything that you have to offer me, I want to enjoy it. I want that to be the main... You know, sometimes I think we kind of cling to... We do different things that we enjoy. There's nothing wrong with doing things that we like to enjoy to bring some sort of happiness. But we don't want that to be... We want our relationship with the Lord to be that supply that satisfies my spirit, that satisfies me in my heart, in my life. And it has to be through faith. We have to come, if we live in doubt, we live in fear, it cuts off the supply. It separates us. It separates the flow. But when we can come to God with all of our mistakes and all of our failures and just who we are, all of our weaknesses, all of our strengths, and to know that He loves me and that He accepts me and that He cares for me. You know, the Lord, when He first saw us, He called and He said that about the nation of Israel. He told them, He said, I didn't pick you because you're the mightiest or you are the greatest. He said, you are the fewest. And He said, I found you as a babe in blood by the side of the road, so to speak. And He said, I picked you up and I nourished you and I cared for you till you became a great nation. The Lord doesn't pick us because we're the best or the mightiest or we have it all under control, or it's sheer love this morning. I can't earn it. I don't deserve it. But it's because of who He is. It's His nature, and Jesus showed us that. And the people, the lepers that He touched, you know, that was a difficult thing to be around the leper. You weren't supposed to be around the leper. You'd get leprosy. Jesus touched the leper. This is pretty deep this morning. Help my love, Lord. Let your love be in me to that extent that I don't measure a person by their social status and all their successes. Let's enjoy our relationship with the Lord. We heard that in Sunday school about the faint whisper, hearing His voice, getting quiet, seeking Him. You remember the account about the prodigal son, and the one son took his substance and wasted it on riotous living? Why did Jesus tell us that? Because some of us do that. Some of us waste our substance in riotous living. But he came to his senses, and what did the father do? The father didn't force the son. He didn't say, son, you're not getting a thing. You're standing right here. He gave him his choice. He let him have his choice because of love. Love doesn't, it's not bondage. It's not binding. That's not real love. It's not force. But the prodigal son came home, and what did the father do? He met him with love. He said he ran to greet him, put his arms around his neck, called for the robe to be put on, called for the fatted calf. That's the love of God. That's our Father. That's our Savior. They're just alike. They have the same image. And he forgave him. What is also challenging in those verses is that the eldest son was jealous and he got upset. How do we feel when we see the Lord blessing somebody, pouring out on somebody full? We have to thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I get some of the overflow. Or are we jealous? But it lets me know the father told him, he said, son, that's a wonderful word, isn't it? Son, daughter, precious. He said, all I have is thine. All I have is yours, belongs to you. But it's like the oldest son wasn't really enjoying what he had. Maybe he didn't realize what he had. He wasn't really enjoying what he had. It seemed like he was just slaving away. I think we can do that in our Christian life. But it's through faith. It will always be through faith. It's not if I work harder, I'll be more blessed. If I could get more zeal, I could have the Father's affection. If I could do this or that, it's through faith. Believing that God is love. And it's as simple as that. Oh, how we complicate things. It's always through faith. It will be through faith. Not my works, not what we can earn, not what we deserve, we'll never make heaven because of what we did. It's through faith. Just believing that I have a Heavenly Father that so loved the world, that so loved me, that He gave His only begotten Son. Lord, help us to live by faith, to walk by faith. Help our relationship with God, our Heavenly Father. I like Heavenly Father better than God, the term. It sounds more, just to me, it sounds more personable. And I like to say my prayers that way, my Heavenly Father. Let's enjoy the Lord. This life has to offer within themselves, they're not fulfilling, but a relationship with our Heavenly Father is. He's able to quench, He's able to meet the need through faith, through believing in Him, through receiving from Him. Anyway, I've just been so blessed by these few scriptures that we have, and there's so many others that Jesus revealed. He said, in one place He said, if a son asked his father for a fish, would he give him a stone? If he asked for this, would he give him a scorpion? Then He said, how much more, if ye be evil, with all of your human fallacies and weaknesses, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give good gifts to them that ask Him? Another place He said, the very hairs of your head are numbered. Do you believe that this morning? I hope we do. In other words, the Lord knows minutely every detail of our lives. He said, there's not a sparrow that falls from heaven, the sky, that your Father doesn't see. I'm thankful today that we have a gracious, loving, Heavenly Father that wants to see us through. He wants to be there through all of our sorrows, all of our troubles, all of our joys. He wants to be there with us through faith, believing. Through faith, we have access by grace into this grace wherein we stand. It's through faith it's our connection. It's what connects us to be able to receive all that the Lord has for us. Well, I hope you got a little bit of good out of this message this morning. I have been so blessed because the Heavenly Father I know is caring for me. He's watching out over me, as He is for every one of us. But we want to take that into account, and we want to enjoy our relationship with Him. We want that to be our greatest joy and strength in life.